How's everybody doing? Are we getting settled? Everybody having a fun last day of Toronto Comic Con? It's been an exciting weekend. Just let the last few stragglers come through. Everybody got your tickets? Yes? Tickets? Good. You will need your tickets. That will be your opportunity to take home with you some of the sketches that shall be drawn here today as well. We have this 12 pigment brush pen set of pigment art pens. Basic colors. These have been provided to us by our wonderful sponsors, Stadler. So we're also going to raffle off a box of these for you guys, which is super cool. Whee! All of our sketch tools this weekend have been brought to you by Stadler Art Supplies. As you see here, many instruments have been provided for our artists to play with and try out. We got lots of cool brush pens and pencils and pencilers and erasers.
Erasers, good stuff.
But we're talking a lot this weekend, kids. Things have been a little jumbled up. Allow me to say that Stadler was founded in Germany in 1835 in Nuremberg. It's one of the world's leading manufacturers of suppliers of art, writing, and drawing instruments. The artists today have been supplied with new pigment art brush pens. The pens have a multi-ink feature for vibrant colors, and you can also use them on multiple surfaces. Be sure to search them out online or in your local art and office supply stores. So thank you very much to Stadler for sponsoring our wonderful sketch tools. And we've had a lot of fun ones this weekend. We've been having a blast. Is this anybody's first sketch tool? Look at all the newbies. That's always fun. Basically, I'll lay it out for you. These three guys are going to basically draw to the death. We're going to have a fun little draw sess. What we're going to do is we're going to take a bunch of suggestions from you guys. Favorite characters, scenarios, mashups, interesting ideas. Let's try to get creative about it. We don't necessarily want draw Batman, draw Spider-Man. Because we got some varied, incredible talents who has a lot of knowledge, actually, between the three of you for different styles. We'll remember to take pictures at the end of this one, for sure.
We always forget.
Yeah, always forget. And then at the end, we will raffle off their sketches. The first person who has a raffle ticket makes their first choice of the sketches, and that will be our winner. Okay? Sound good? Today's combatants, the gladiators, are immediately to my right. Originally from around these parts. Today, he likes to hang out in Calgary, Alberta, Canada. Ladies and gentlemen, Hugh Rookwood!
You really like me. You really, really like me.
Next to him. Got the mighty man holding it down all the way. From Oakville, Ontario, Canada, ladies and gentlemen, mighty Mike Ruth. I'm gonna add a little international flair down the end of the table for you. Cartooning genius, ladies and gentlemen, all the way from Michigan, United States of America, Mr. J.P. Fosgate. So we'll take a bunch of your suggestions. These guys will either draw them or draw whatever the hell they want, but it'll be fun either way. Okay, so we want to put some hands up. Anybody got some suggestions, what they want to see? Right here.
X-Men mutants, except they're Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle style mutants.
X-Men mutants, but as like Ninja Turtle style mutants. You can translate that into your head however you'd like.
Yeah, okay.
All right, what else we got? Right here. Tigger mashed with Swamp Thing. Yesterday, Dave McKeg did a zombie Tigger.
Oh, man.
So we had a Tigger. That turned out real nice. Yeah, that was fun. What do you call it? He called it the Bouncing Dead. What else we got? Over here.
I'd like to see you guys take your favorite character and swap genders.
Oh. Gender swap your favorite character?
Done and done.
Oh. I'm picturing in my head what Mike would do, because I know Mike's favorite character. And that would be
really. Could you even do that?
I don't know.
That's interesting. What else we got? Well, he thinks about right over here. Purple hair.
But like kids' cartoon characters, but make them in like brand new, like
gotcha. Like gritty, dark style, but like cartoon characters.
Yeah.
Like Saturday morning cartoon, like, you know, gritty Smurfs or something. Oh. Right? That sounds very cool. What else we got? Yeah?
Characters making cookies.
Characters making cookies.
Cute.
That's always fun, too. Anything else? Got some more? Yeah.
Supervillain Tea Party.
Supervillain Tea Party. That's a bit of a classic, actually. Maybe, yeah.
The Smurfs, they were in Sin City.
The Smurfs in Sin City.
Smurfs. Great.
You guys let me know. You guys got enough in your head? You need some more?
A day in the Smurf.
Too much in my head.
Look at you. You're taking notes. You're going to visually put this together. So what do you think? You want some more, or you guys want to work with what you got there?
I feel pretty good about it.
Yeah.
Pretty good?
Yeah.
All right. Whenever you guys want to put pencil to paper, please commence.
All right.
So this is where we hang out. This is where we chill. This is where we goof off a little and have some fun. If you guys have any questions for these individuals, serious or not, if you want to know about art, how to get into art, any of this stuff, please feel free to raise your hands. We'll take your questions, and we'll chat about it. Sound good? Anybody got any questions? Right off the bat? No? Yeah, sure.
Are there any things in your art where you're normally, say, right-handed, but you use your left hand for the specific thing?
Ooh.
I draw with my left hand, but frequently I'll like use a mouse as well. Like if I'm working digitally, and I'll work the mouse with my right hand.
Nice. Anybody else? You guys
If I'm doing light drawing, like if I'm drawing from a live model, I very often use my left hand to start because the left hand corresponds with the right brain, which understands shapes and proportion, and so angles. So my angles, the drawing hand isn't as strong, but the angles are more accurate, and then I can switch to the right hand and do the refinement. But I've been practicing lately drawing with both hands at the same time. And it's fun. You should
you've
all
got
do
videos
it.
Online of that.
Yeah, there's
don't
videos online.
Yeah, go to Instagram and look up at Uncouth Root.
In fact, I have a couple of drawings in here that I did with both hands, which I'll pull one out.
Yeah,
we can
show
those
to you. But yeah, and Mike, you like to do weird things. Mike has a habit of drawing with found things.
Yeah.
So like what? Like you know, like
I grab a chicken and wishbone in case things got weird today. I would draw it. But I very often draw with twigs, or if I'm out on a hike, I'll find like a mushroom or something that's kind of dried up and weird, like a piece of fungus or something that's kind of sticking out of the side of a tree. Because you can get some amazing lines out of these things. It's kind of crazy. You can get all kinds of cool variety from natural things. I mostly was doing drawings of weird objects because I was trying to defy against everyone in their $5,000 Cintiq drawing rigs. I was like, yeah, well, I'm going to draw with a twig, you know, just to kind of, I don't know. That's my small rebellion, I guess.
Well, the two of you are nubbers in the extent that these guys will use, they like their pencils so much. I've seen both of you use your pencils down to where they were like a centimeter thick.
Oh, yeah, I got a necklace and I'm making of just little tiny nubs of pencils.
The leftovers, that's awesome. Is it because of the particular, is it hard to get your pencils, or you guys just, like, what about you, Jay? Like, is it,
you don't want to waste.
Nothing goes to waste.
Pencils are not cheap, surprisingly. Not the good ones, so it's like you make it work down to the metal, so.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Nothing goes to waste.
No.
Yes.
What personal piece that you've created you were the most dissatisfied with that turned out to be the most successful for you?
Oh my, that's a fantastic question.
That's a great question.
So if anybody here that the piece that they were most disappointed with that they had done but turned out to be successful and well taken. Anybody?
I have one, yeah. A few years ago, in the early days of the pandemic, I was doing these weekly shows at the Montreal Comic Con online, and I would draw on camera. And we had a thing where I drew, it was Ninja Turtles night, and it was like around Halloween. So I decided to draw the Ninja Turtles battling Jason Voorhees. But I only had 3 hours to do the drawing, and it was a massive drawing, and it had to be auctioned at the end of the show. So I had to like bang it out while the camera was on. And made this piece, but you know, Jason's a little bit too big, and I've got Jason like just destroying the turtles. Like, he's choking Leo, and you know, like Donnie's breaking his stick on Jason's leg, and Jason's not even reacting to it. And anyway, this piece ended up going crazy viral. Like, and no one ever credits my name on it, but it's been shared like hundreds and hundreds of thousands of times everywhere. And everyone, the feedback that I get on it is crazy. Mostly it ranges from, there's no way the Turtles can ever be defeated by Jason, to, as if Leo would have stabbed him with his swords, because I've got two swords sticking out of Jason. The katana is a slashing weapon. Why would he use it to stab him? I'm like, well, he's an undead monster, so I don't know. Maybe the chopping wasn't working, so he went for stabbing. You know what I mean? But anyway, that was the feedback I got. But that was a very successful piece that I never got a dollar for. and it went all over the universe. So, yeah, it was interesting.
Cool. How about you guys? Been surprised by anything you weren't happy with that got successful?
I was surprised I got hired to do a Star Trek cover, because I'm not a Star Trek fan particularly. And it was a comic book based on Star Trek Lower Decks. And just the fact that normally when I'm hired to do a cover, people know what my style is, and so they kind of want my style. And in that case, they wanted it to be an exact replica of how they looked in the show. And I'm like, well, then just have the artist from the show do it. So instead, I had to labor over that to the point where I'm like, this looks nothing like mine. You wouldn't know I did it, and I hate it. However, it does well. People come up to the table and freak out because of what it is. I'm like, hey, that's great. I'm glad you like it. There you go.
Can I just, this is a little bit off topic, because I'd like to express some appreciation for the scenario. You know when you're just watching YouTube, you guys ever watch like stand-up comedians on YouTube or whatever, TikTok, and they realize that they've got a sign interpreter? I've never been in that situation, and I just looked over and realized that we have a sign interpreter. And I've always watched these things and been like, oh, it'd be cool if I was doing like a duel one day and they got us a sign interpreter. And I was actually...
You're rambling, man.
I know, but that's the point. I've been trying to... Yeah, see, I'm having this extremely surreal experience that I've seen a million stand-up comedians have, and I just needed to have it for a minute. So, thank you for providing this service. So wonderful. Thank you so much. That's awesome. Very cool. How are we doing, fellas?
It's coming along.
It's coming along nicely? I see Mike's making a mess over there.
It's coming along now, but what?
So Mike, and anybody familiar with Sean Daly upstairs? He's an amazing local artist. He's known for being the messiest man in comic books. And Mike occasionally will rival him, because when everybody's done at the end of the day, and everybody's left, all the guests, and there's nothing but the tablecloth left, you know, a lot of guys will, like, do a sketch, leave it behind, or sign it, or something. When you go by Mike's table or Sean's table,
oh, it's just a mess.
It's just ink blotches and water puddles and eraser leavings, and it's awesome. You guys, like, come and you draw hard.
You should see my house, man.
Awesome. Except for me.
Just in case that one turns off.
Oh, it just turned it back on again?
Yeah.
Cool. Any more questions? Anybody curious about it? Yeah. Sorry, can you say it again? You guys, how much do you prefer digital compared to, traditional work? I know, Jay, you're a pretty good mix of it.
Yeah, I can do it either way and be happy.
I can't get any satisfaction finishing digital work. I do a lot of preliminary stuff, and I pencil my comics digitally sometimes. But I have to do the work with my hands at the end of the day, because I just have to feel the ink on the paper. I have to know that I actually physically did something that day, because I've lost too many things to bad computer. I've also got an ancient computer, so I don't trust it. So I have to do, you know, just the finishing work gets done, but all the 90% of it's all done by hand.
What about you? Yeah, I like, I'm a traditional man. Yeah. Like I do the finishes. I do the finishes though. Digitally, in the sense of like coloring and stuff like that, but everything is usually traditionally drawn, and then I scan it and then color it in the computer. But like, yeah, definitely.
That's something the three of you actually have in common. You're all your own accomplished colorists within your own,
oh, yeah,
which is It's cool to have three guys who actually do all their own penciling, inking, and coloring. You don't get that too often.
You gotta wear many hats. You gotta wear many hats in this business. You also gotta be your own marketing guy, your own shipping guy, your receiving guy, you're the guy that buys the food too. you gotta be the art supply run guy, you're the social media guy, it's just everything.
It is,
I'm my own letterer too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, see, he's a triple threat. I can't letter. You don't want me to letter your book at all. My wife will letter the heck out of your book, and it will look beautiful. But
I didn't know Erica lettered. Yeah.
Erica is a pro graphic designer, man. She's a monster.
Dang. Yeah, you get your flats done sometimes too by JJ Cott. Yes.
Yeah. Sometimes JJ Cott. Lately, I've been doing it all myself, which. If you can get somebody flat colors for you, if you're not familiar with what that means, it's like somebody just lays down sometimes arbitrary colors, which makes it easier for you to go in and put in the colors that you want.
Yeah. Is there an invaluable, like, I work with a flatter, Danny Harrell, who's actually the writer and creator of the comic book Rebel Girls, which you may have seen. It's about a punk rock, all-girl punk rock band in the 90s that can like resurrect the dead with their music. It's a really cool comic, but he's actually my flatter for most of my stuff lately. And he shaves off whole days of time that I otherwise lose to do the coloring process. I'm not a big fan of the coloring process digitally, but I don't do a lot of finished professional work traditionally in color because you can never really trust how they're going to reproduce. At least with digital, you can kind of have a little bit more of a safety net in terms of how it's going to finally see print. At least in my opinion, things have probably changed. I'm probably thinking of like 1998 grain still. So,
cool. Anything else? Anybody curious? Yeah.
How do you plan your panels?
How do you plan your panels?
It's a process. It's just stages, thumbnail sketches. Try to get movement across the page with some very basic stick figures, and then kind of build it from there. And it's a whole thing. That was the hardest thing to learn, was laying out pages. Once I know what I'm drawing, that's easy. But it's just getting to that. There's a million solutions for every page. So for me, it's deciding which path I want to take to get through it. You know, that's the hard part for me anyway. But
awesome sauce.
I've tried to do thumbnails to kind of help me block out my scenes and figure out what I'm going to do. And inevitably, when I get down to drawing it, I change my mind. So 99% of what I do is improv. I just jump right onto the page and kind of make it up as I go along.
Editors love you for that too.
Yeah.
Jay, what's the difference working on like, because I mean, you two are, I know, used to real traditional comics, but Jay, for the past like a couple of years, I guess, Jay's been drawing a young adult Donald Duck book for Disney that is actually a European release.
Yeah.
So it's out there. Is that like paneled, or how do you deal with that?
In that instance, no, it's more like spot art, which means they'll give you a list of things they want you to draw, you know, Donald Duck catching a ball, Donald Duck running for a bus, or whatever, and then they'll place that amongst the text, so it's not a comic book per se. But then I'm also doing stuff for Disney Publishing, which is Marvel Comics superheroes, but for little kids, so it's like touch and feel books and things like that, and those are more like comic books because you're drawing proper scenes and in some cases sequences, you know, Thor fishing, and then all of a sudden he catches a sea monster and he's being, you know, jet skied across a lake or something.
Right.
I literally drew that. That was a lot of fun to do. I mean, insofar as what I do, I control what happens initially, and then I hand it off to Disney and they're like, change everything.
It's not Disney.
Yeah, what are the odds of that?
Disney is always this thing. Things are coming along nicely here. So we talked about some of the work that you guys have done, so people get a little bit more familiar. You want to list a few of your hits, Hugh?
Well, I'm really happy. Me and Mikey here just locked down doing our covers for issue 150 of Ninja Turtles, which is really cool because it's the retirement issue of the original Turtle cast.
I didn't know they were doing that.
Yeah.
It's kind of a reboot. I think that they're going to end the series and then they're going to kind of reboot it, but they've created so many Turtles worlds now that they can kind of reboot a Turtles book and literally choose from dozens of different versions of the Turtles, and they're all considered canon. They're all, it's kind of the Turtles multiverse almost kind of thing. So it'll be interesting for Turtles fans to be able to like read about stories from the Ronin-verse, or stories from the Saturday morning cartoons, or stories from the, you know, the old comics or whatever.
So that would be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Got a children's book that I'm working on right now. Getting that done up. Just keeping it moving right now. Things that are coming down the pipe, I can't really mention them right now. But just busy.
Mike over here is kind of known as the Swamp Thing guy.
Well, I was at one time.
Swamp Thing for warm up, for breakfast.
Yeah, Swamp Thing's my medicine, man. He shows up whenever I need him.
Tell us about your cover.
I did a cover for Swamp Thing in 2021, and I've been waiting for him to call me back ever since. The experience was good, but I don't know. I build monsters in my head as to why they haven't called me back, but I'd love to work with them again, because just being a part of that DC thing was cool. But I'm all about the Turtles this year. It's the 40th anniversary of the Turtles. I've been lucky enough to do a cover for issue 150. I have a couple more coming down the road for one for Granite State Comic Con, and I have one that's coming for another retailer. And I just did one for Carlos. If you're familiar with Carlos at Gotham Central, which is like the best comic store, I just did a variant for him for the new Ghost Machine book, Rook Exodus, which
that's
is a
awesome.
Jason Babok book.
Yeah.
And that's going to be really cool. Signing at his shop, and just trying to keep things busy, keep things hopping.
Well, Jay, you just tell me if I'm going too far talking about this, but you just kind of joined the Turtle ranks with these
guys.
Can you talk about that?
I just did a cover for one of the Turtles miniseries based on the 80s cartoon, and so that was a ton of fun to do. But it was a situation where they wanted the Turtles in a rock and roll band kind of situation, but they weren't specific about what they wanted. So what I did was I drew the Turtles in a yellow submarine setting. And I only got as far as like rough pencils. I turned it in and they rejected it. They're like, we don't want parody. We want, you know, Turtles. So I kind of begrudgingly drew the Turtles doing a rock and roll thing. And it was fine. I didn't have as much fun with it. And now, also for Granite State, they asked me to do a con variant through IDW of Turtles, and I'm like, you know what, I'm going to revisit that idea.
Yeah.
I don't even care. And so I just did it flat out, colors, inks, and everything, and I know the con loves it. IDW is still kind of like, I don't know if it's going to pass. So
yeah.
I have another idea in the chamber. So one way or the other, I will be doing another Turtles since cover.
That's your first Turtles work, though, right?
The one that has already come out? Yes,
yeah.
That was my first Turtles work. Mm-hmm. But I've been asked a lot in commission. I mean, probably because the anniversary, but I'm getting a lot more commission requests for Turtles. And then
that makes it even funnier. You see, Jay has worked for Marvel, Disney, Jim Henson, The Muppets. IDW did My Little Pony. He was one of the artists on My Little Pony for years. Dark Crystal work. And now you're adding the Turtles to that lineup, and still, DC hasn't called.
No, I'm still trying to crack.
We're trying to crack.
Trying to crack that.
Years.
We'll see.
Affiliated with DC Comics.
I'm making a more active pursuit towards it this year.
Yeah, it's just, you gotta check it off the bucket list, right?
Yeah, I want to work on a big BARTA thing so bad.
Oh, yeah.
That was yesterday, was it?
I need some J-Fos with Big Barda for sure.
Big Barda came up, and it's amazing how many of you comic artists love to draw Big Barda.
Because her design's so
she's
fun.
It's pure Kirby geniusness. It's
and
incredible.
She would beat the snot out of Wonder Woman. I don't even care. Yeah, no, she's the best. Just the dynamic between her and Mr. Miracle is
great.
Oh, God.
It's all good stuff. Yeah.
I think it might have been Dave McKay. I can't remember. But yeah, it comes up a lot. Big Bird is a big fave of the artist types.
I've been mine for years.
Anybody rolling? Anybody curious about anything? Alright, when that happens, I have a fun little story that I like to share. A little story about my friend Jay Fosgate over here. It's a very sweet little story. What was it, 2017? Jay and I went for a trip to New York City. And we went to New York Comic Con. I should start a little earlier in the story. When Jay was 11 years old, Jay wrote a letter to Jim Henson. And in this letter, he said, "Oh, Jim, I'm a big fan. I love you. I love the Muppets. And, you know, one day I really hope to work for you and work on the Muppets," right? And it was a cute little picture. A couple pictures. You drew Kermit and Fozzie?
Kermit, Fozzie, and Animal.
Yeah, on the letter. And this little 11-year-old kid, he sent it to Jim Henson. Jim Henson wrote back and said, awesome, you know, encouragement, like, great, keep going. We're going to take care of the Muppets. We'll make sure that they're still here when you grow up and you're ready to come work for us. You know what I mean? That would be awesome. And many years later, as we just mentioned, Jay ended up, he's done the Fraggles. Made me a dragon.
Yeah.
Yeah. And,
he got to do Fraggles children's book, Drew Jay, one of the main. Well, he's a pretty prominent cameo.
Yeah, well, Jay's one of those guys who draws a lot of his friends into his books, which is super awesome. So, you know, Jim had wrote him back, and then eventually Jay ended up working for Henson, which is super cool in its own right, right? Now, Jay had lost the letter when he was young, the return letter, right?
Yes.
From Jim, and he had lost it. Who is the woman with Henson that...
Karen Falk, who's the archivist for the Henson Company.
Yes, the archivist. She found the letter, or at least a copy of the letter.
Yeah.
In the Henson archives. She read this letter, and she also found Jay's letter. So she thought to herself when she read the letter, I wonder if this kid ever grew up and did anything. So she Googled him, and was like, oh wow, he works for us. So that worked out kind of cool. So when we were in New York in 2017, they started an exhibition at the Museum of Moving Pictures and Images, or something like that.
Close.
And it's a whole big Jim Henson exhibit. It's absolutely amazing. The first thing when you go in is you see his headband, his hippie headband with the microphone on it, and that's next to Kermit, the original Kermit. They're all in there. The original Muppet Show sign is hanging on the wall. And all the original Muppets, Big Bird, there's Big Bird. So this whole thing, you go through, there's a Dark Crystal. So you just go through all the exhibits, right? And when you get to the end of the exhibit, there's like just wall-mounted documents and this and that. And when you look on that wall, there's a framed, Jay's letter is framed on that wall with Jim Henson's response underneath it.
That's the craziest thing.
And it was so cool to go there and see Jay get all teary-eyed. And I got so excited. I'm kind of getting emotional.
Because
it was such a cool experience. Because there's other people in the exhibit, right? And Jay's standing there looking at this, and I'm like, that's the guy. I couldn't help it.
Somebody took my picture that day, too. To
you had to take your picture.
That's like, I'm not special, but sure, I'll take
it. That's an amazing, fun little Kismet story that I like to tell, this incredible thing. Because Jim was like a hoarder, right? Jim kept
the
correspondence.
They had Jim's driver's license from 1963 in their archives, so he never threw anything away. So he saved my letter and a copy of the letter he wrote to me miraculously, because who does that?
Yeah, who copies their own letters?
Amazing, you know? But, and so Karen Falk had reached out to me, and she had said, Jim obviously believed in you and knew, saw something in you, and then I found out you made it happen, you stuck with it. And so come visit us at the, you know, Jim Henson Studio in Queens, New York. And I went the first time, and it was mecca. And then Jay and I got to go a second time, which was amazing. And then we went to the museum and saw the letter. Anyway.
It's amazing. And also a little weird, because you go into the workshop, and it's magical, like you think in your head, like in a movie, like fucking pieces and felt, and just all these dudes being creative, and sewing, and stitching, and machines and stuff. But then you realize there's like Bert's like lying naked over on the table.
Oh my god. Snuffleupagus is hanging from chains from the ceiling like something out of Hellraiser.
Right.
It is kooky, but it's so cool, and I'm friends with so many performers from the show. Me and Leslie Carrara Rudolph are real close friends. She performs Abby Cadabby for some of you younger kids who might watch the show. And anyway, it's just an honor to be at all part of that legacy.
That's amazing, dude.
Yeah, cool experience. Where are we at here? How are we doing today? What time did we start? 11:30? Oh yeah, we're about there. So about
what, was our time, by the way?
11:30, we get till 12:15, so we get 45 minutes, it's 12:05.
I want to get another drawing in, dang it.
Like you couldn't in the next 2 minutes?
I totally could.
You totally could, do it. You can take it.
You know what?
By the time we give some pens away and stuff, Jay's one of those guys who's like he draws in his sleep.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he doesn't even know he's doing it. And everywhere we go, there's a pad and a pencil, and it'd be actually cool to know, like, how many times you just draw on random things for people and then come.
Oh, thousands.
Like, thousands and thousands.
Just this weekend, you know? I mean, I stopped you on the way in this morning with a drawing of you. So.
Oh, I don't have it here. I should have brought it back.
That's all right. It wasn't one of the best ones. So that's the other thing. It's like I was in a panel hosted by our friend Anthony Ruckgazer, and I started sketching him, and I hated it. I'm like, this looks like crap. So I just folded up and kind of ripped it up, and he's like, I liked it. And I'm like, I can do better. Don't touch that trash.
Who was here at the very beginning of the panel? You guys were here, right? Do you remember when I said, bring the bowl? Do you remember when I was adamant?
Yes.
I said, bring the bowl?
Yeah.
I don't see no bowl.
Excuse me for a moment.
Talk about Hellraiser.
He's just shouting bull. Amazing. Bull.
No, I said I need the bull.
That's like
I didn't just command it like a king.
When I was a little kid, I remember my granddad, and he was getting tired of the noise. He'd send my brother and I out, and he'd go, you know, boys, go run that field out there, out in the field. Just go out, there's all kinds of hawks out there. You're going to find all kinds of hawks flying around. Well, I said, how do we get them to land? He goes, well, just stick your arm out and go, hey, hawk, hey, hawk. So my brother and I ran around the forest going, hey, hawk, waiting for hawks to land on us, because granddad said so. That bought him a few hours of drinking wine on a Sunday.
Skills. Okay, what we'll do right now, while we let these guys finish up, is we will give away these pens, again, from our wonderful sponsor, Stadler. We really appreciate all this cool stuff, and they help us bring these sketch battles to you, which we love to do, and they're so much fun.
Yeah, they're
so
nice.
Let's give these to somebody. Does everybody have their tickets? Everybody ready? All right, here we go.
If you'd rather win art, hang on to your ticket.
889-280-87. Hey, right there.
Nice.
There you are. Thank you. Thank you so much. All right, how are we doing? Jay, we give both yours away.
He wanted to take a picture, though.
Let's give away the one that he just did.
I got to take a picture
before the two others finish. That one?
Yeah, I didn't get a picture of the first.
We'll give this one away first.
Actually, you know what?
No. Because it's not official competition.
No, oh, that's fair. I didn't even take a picture of the other
one. Yeah, you hold this one. Check that out.
Wow.
Swamp cake. Let's give away a swamp cake. Swamp cake goes to 889-28116. Hey! We have a win. You guys about done?
I'm
gonna let you guys rip that stuff. There you are.
Thank you
so much. Perfect.
Yeah. Wow.
Can I show yours first? Okay. Here is a contribution from Mighty Mike Roof. We ready?
Yep. Right up the tilted. Right up the tilted a bit to the highlight.
Yeah.
As a Wolverine. Ray Wolverine as Wolverine? I don't know.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. Alright, you ready? You ripped that one out of there.
Mr. Hugh Rookwood's contribution. He threw a couple in there. We got Gritty, we got the cookies, and we got Swamp Tick as well. That's fantastic. All right, one more. This was Jay's original contribution. Jay went with Jaggerbad.
Ooh!
Yeah, I love it. Oh, that's
fantastic. Awesome. So as we said, we're going to raffle these off, and the first ticket we'll get to choose, and the second we'll get to choose as well. And the third one will be stuck with the leftovers. Alright, y'all ready?
Yes.
Exciting stuff. 889-28102. Yay! Congratulations. Are we going to go with taking a Smurf, a Popeye, or a Wolverine? Mike? Mike is the winner! Okay.
Silver medal, shall we?
889-28158.
Yay!
Good times. Beautiful. Do we want Tig or do we want Lady Pop? Sure, there you go. You're Rookwood. Wow. This may be the first sketch tool ever. I think you haven't won that I've done with you.
No, I'm a piece of crap, I get it.
This is historic. You're all witnessing something.
That's
all
right.
Here.
I don't like me.
Yeah, Jay actually.
Hey, we can't win them all, Jay.
In the before
and
times.
You've won quite a few.
In the before times, I was going to say, the first ever sketch battle tournament that was held at Gotham Central.
Oh, yes.
Jay put in the, like, 17-hour day of defeating, like, what? How many artists did you beat that day? Like, six artists?
Oh,
and ended
boy.
Up getting the belt. Ended up getting the belt.
Yeah, so amazing. Gotham Central had like a sketch battle
like an actual, actual round robin tournament
yeah.
style.
And we had a huge, we had yeah. four giant tables, everybody at a table with their stuff.
Yep.
Started with like 12 guys or whatever, and we're talking top guys went around, and Jay came out from Michigan and took all these like crazy artists down with his cartooning prowess, but he was also, it's what he put into the drawing. Like, a lot of people were just doing straight-up drawings, right? But every time Jay did a drawing, it had some heart to it, or it had an idea, or it had a little a flair to it. And that's the way he was able to get through and defeat, like, some crazy,
oh,
crazy
artists. Everybody. The former champ even came in after the match, after it was
yeah.
over. Like Money in the Bank style. The former champ came in, and Jay whipped his ass, too.
Yeah. It was all voted online. So,
yeah.
You know, it was all fair, and his fans, every time the picture was done, we put a different round online. It was amazing.
It was crazy.
Yeah. You gotta do that again.
That was fun.
Yeah.
I was
you
scared.
You have to defend your title.
I already won once. I don't want to.
889-28191. Hey! Amazing Jefferson Popeye. So again, thank you to Stadler for all this cool stuff. It's helped create all these awesome sketches. Check them out online. Very cool. Oh, do you want to auction these?
One more.
Okay.
One or two more.
Two more? Who wants a Ninja Turtle card? Do this one quick. I know the next panel wants to get in here. 889-28228. 889-28228. Beautiful. There you go.
Oh, that was you.
That was me.
Good.
Thank you, Mike.
What are the chances?
I know, eh?
Well, I think you got Hughes. So.
Oh, you got Hughes.
Oh, you'd rather have Mike's?
Of course.
All right.
That was cold, Greg. Cold.
All right, we gotta move, kids. 889-28197. Back. We got back there. Hey. All right, thank you so much. Get out of here. Go meet these guys in Artist Alley. Buy some of their stuff.